there's a warning this morning from the head of the Private Sector Association of Barbados, Ed Clark.
If we continue to walk about and go about and mingle in crowds and so on, it will go on very long in Barbados. We have to decide that we want to protect ourselves, our family, and the wider Barbadian public by doing the right things. And to me, that is a big starting point as a responsible Barbadian and a responsible resident of the country. We have been in constant contact with government. I have been in constant contact as well with many of the individuals in government. And we are all supporting where we are going as a country. It is absolutely necessary that at this time people continue to practice the good sanitary notices that are out there. We certainly need to practice social distancing, the new terminology. Many companies in Barbados have already taken the work from home approach for many of their staff. I think you're going to see a lot more of that happening this week. I guess you may have received some of those notices already. But there's no doubt, David, that there's significant impact to the business sector. But at this time, we all need to band together and do what is right. We must protect our employees, must protect our clients, our customers, and we must protect the wider public of Barbados at this time. We must ensure that we contain this virus. There is no doubt that Barbados has limited resources. The government is trying to get the isolation and the quarantine center down at Harrison's Point completed. We have to give that enough time to be well prepared. The only way we can continue to work on reducing the size of the people impacted by this virus is self-containment. And I have been saying that for quite a while. I certainly believe that people need to self-isolate and self-quarantine at this time. And many people across the business sector are practicing that. We need to stand our distance. We need to ensure that our customer base understands why we are doing that and our employees. A lot of time has been spent across the business sector trying to do that.
Mr. Clark adds that there's been much discussion with government about what can be done to help especially the small and medium-sized businesses at this time.
There are a number of things that can be done. We believe one of it has started already about the employers' contributions in NIS. We need to ensure that some of the other areas of financial support to the small sector is made available to a wider section of the small sector. I know the government has worked on a lot of things, but we all have to understand, too, that we are going through a BRRRR program, and resources are going to be an issue. I know the government has made a lot of funds available, as we heard from the Prime Minister, and really and truly, I think they've offered quite a good package so far to assist. We are also trying to keep the prices of commodities down that may also be increasing from the supply chain overseas. We have met with government and we have agreed to a basket of goods. Some people may say it's still too small, but it is a start. We have to start somewhere, and we have agreed with government to try and work together to ensure that the prices of these essential commodities at this time in this crisis with the virus are made available where prices are not increased. The business sector on a whole, the banking sector, as we have heard, have already given an ease on the payment of loans and so on. That is quite a good contribution by that sector. I think you will hear other things coming over the other financial services sector this week as well. But generally speaking, there's no doubt that businesses will be very badly impacted. Our intention, we are hopeful that we can keep people employed. That is number one priority, keep our employees safe and keep people employed for as long as we possibly can. There's no doubt, David, that there will be some impact on employment if it drags on. And that is the big concern at this time. How long is this thing going to continue?
That's head of the Private Sector Association of Barbados, Ed Clark, on Satiquir's Early Business.